Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Kiddushin, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Hu ayma le'isha, if someone says to a woman, Hariat Nekodeshes, you are Nekodeshes to me with this pruta that I am giving you now, al menas, on the condition, she'etilach, I'm still going to give you, the same as this 200 zuz, as a gift. Very important to understand what he said. He didn't say, the Kiddushin is going to be 200 zuz and I'm going to just pay it up. He's being Mekadosh with the Pruta, but on the condition that he's going to give her a gift of 200 zuz. So the Mishnah raises Mekadosh, she is Mekadosh from the time that she was Mekabel the Kesev Kiddushin. Vahu Yitain, but on the condition that the husband fulfills his Tanai. He still has to give her 200 zuz as a gift. Well, what if he does not follow up and give her the 200 zuz? He doesn't have to, but she won't be Mekadosh because the Kiddushin was on the Tanai that he's going to give her the 200 zuz. If I do an action based on a condition, and I don't fulfill the condition, the action is batal. In this case, the kiddushin will be batal. He didn't fulfill his condition of giving her the 200 zuz. If and when he does give her the 200 zuz, she is mekadeshes retroactively from the time that he was mekadesher. In other words, it's as if, explains the Batanura, he said, Hariat mekadeshes li me achshav, you are mekadeshes to me from now, if I'm going to give you 200 zuz. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But if it happens, if he gives her the 200 zuz, she's Mekadeshes in the time that he gave her the first pruta. Now, if he says during the time of the Kiddushin, Omanas, on the condition, She'etin lach, I'm going to give you 200 zuz, Mikan v'shleshim yom, from now until 30 days. So what did he say different over here? In the first case, he said, Ariat Mekadeshesli Almanas, on the condition that I'm going to give you 200 zuz. He did not give himself a time frame. Here he says, in the Mishnah's second case, he says, Ariat Mekadeshesli Almanas, on the condition she'etemlech, I'm going to give you 200 zuz, mikan from now, vi'at shleishim yom, until 30 days. Now he's up against the deadline. If Nasan Lefi gives her the 200 zuz, b'toich shleishim within 30 days, Mekadeshes, she is Mekadeshes. And again, she would be Mekadeshes retroactively from the time that he gave her the Pruta. But Vim Lav, if he misses the deadline, if he doesn't give her the 200 Zuz by the time the 30 days are up, Eina Mekadeshes, she's not Mekadeshes because he failed to fulfill his condition. Case number 3 in our mission. If someone says to a woman, Hareat Mekadeshes li almanaz on the condition she yeshli Mesayim Zuz, that I have 200 Zuz. He's not saying he's giving it to her, but she wants to know that he's a person that has money. So he says, yeah, Hariat Mekadeshesli, on the condition that I have 200 zuz. Herezu Mekadeshes, v'yeshloi, she's Mekadeshes, on the condition that indeed he has 200 zuz. How do we know? Do we speak to his accountant? And the answer is no, we have to have Edim that say at the time of Kiddushin he had 200 zuz. And by the way, the Ran says he doesn't have to have it with him. It could be in a different country, as long as he has it. Well, what if we don't know if he has 200 zuz or not? She is Mekadeshes Mesafik. Maybe he has. See, we don't want a situation where, if for whatever reason, he's trying to punish her. He wants her to think he doesn't have the 200 zuz. And therefore the Kiddushin will be bottled. Then she'll marry somebody else, Be'issa, because she's really married. So we want to avoid that. We're going to say, you say you don't have 200 zuz? We don't have Edom, you have 200 zuz? She's still Mekadeshes Mesafik. No, but I'm telling you, I don't have. Well, you're not believed. You'd have to give her a get misafik. Fourth case of the Mishnah. He says like this, Almanas on the condition, She'arech, I will show you Mesayim Zuz. What did he say? He said, Hareyat Mekadeshesli, on the condition that I will show you 200 Zuz. Hareyat Mekadeshes, she's Mekadeshes, if the Yarela, if he shows her 200 Zuz. Although he didn't say it, it means that he owns 200 Zuz. Therefore, the im, let's say he was a shulchani. A shulchani is a person that used to switch the money. He's a money changer. The heaven, he shows her 200 zuz. Al shulchan, on the table, but it's not his money. Ain't a mekadeshes. She's not mekadeshes. When a person says, Hariat mekadeshesli, on the condition that I show you 200 zuz, without saying it, we understand it means my 200 zuz. Okay, case number one in the Mishnah was what? Hariat Mekadeshesli, on the condition that I will give you 200 zuz. She is Mekadeshes from now if he winds up giving her the 200 zuz. Second case in the Mishnah. He says, Tariyat Mekadeshesli, on the condition I will give it to you, but here he creates a deadline within the next 30 days. So if he gives it to her within 30 days, she is Mekadeshes. If not, she's not Mekadeshes. Third case in the Mishnah was, he says, Tariyat Mekadeshesli, on the condition that I have 200 zuz. So she's Mekadeshes if he brings to Edim that Itaka has the money. If he doesn't have witnesses that he has the money, even if he says, no, I don't have it, we're scared maybe he does have it hidden away. And he's trying to trick her to marry someone else when she's really an Eshes Ish. So we're going to consider her Suffolk Mekodeshes. Next case in the Mishnah. He says to her, on the condition that I will show you 200 zuz, she's Mekodeshes, provided that Itaka shows her the 200 zuz, but it has to be 200 zuz of his own money, even though he never said his own money, but obviously that's what he means. So if he's a money changer and he shows her 200 zuz on the table, that doesn't help us because it's not his.